does get pretty cold. I think there's a thermometer in here, it drops to about minus six sometimes. I've seen it before. And obviously being inside, there's no sun shining on you, whereas in the Alps, you know, that does warm you up considering the air temperature. So in here it's it does feel cold, most definitely.
It's a couple of chairlifts either side. It takes you right to the top. How far is it, you know, roughly from the top down to the bottom here where we are?
To be quite honest with you, I have absolutely no idea. I mean, I can give you, when we do races here, it usually takes around 13 seconds to get down a course.
From top to bottom, flat out 13 seconds?
13 to 14 seconds, yeah. I mean, that can vary depending on the difficulty of the course. You know, if it's a lot more turny, it'll take you longer to get down. If it's a lot straighter, it's a lot quicker, so... But on an average, it's 13 to 14 seconds.
Of course, one of the aspects of skiing that you're heavily involved in is slalom skiing, where you've got to navigate your way around these gates.
They're actually drilled into the snow, obviously popped in. Now, in slalom, it's in some ways red, blue, red, blue. There's control gates for you. Obviously, there's a lot on your mind. You've got to work out as in which way you're going. As you get used to skiing and everything, it makes sense, you know, as you go down. But there is a little bit of mind focus, and especially when you get to the Alpine, courses are a lot longer. You're talking 60-plus gates. You've got to have it in your mind and think. That's why you have a course inspection before a race, so you can really get the best knowledge of the course, get that in your mind, so when you're racing, you know exactly where you're going.
I've just seen it flash up on the little video screen there. It says minus 3 degrees Celsius, so... Not quite as cold as it has been, but it does feel... I'm starting to get chilly now. We've only been at this a couple
cold,
of minutes.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, it's a bit better when you're on the salt and moving, you know, you've got your blood flowing. Minus 3, it's still pretty cold.
So how does this facility, the chill factor, which people will pass when they're driving over Barton Bridge on the M60, how does it compare to other facilities, say, in the UK and in Europe?
We have, like, a few indoor slopes around the country. If I'm quite frankly honest with you, I am... probably say Chill Factor is the best in terms of snow quality.
Must point out, you are sponsored by the Chill Factor.
Yes, I have been for the past couple of years, but in all honesty, it really does have the best quality snow, which I am extremely grateful of, being local. So for us to train on this, you know, we don't have so many issues, you know, getting the snow correct before we train on it. So in that way, I'm very lucky. And again, around the country, some of them, you know, are pretty good, but like I say, this Chill Factor, I think, in my opinion, is the best.
Tell us about how it all started then, because it wasn't actually on snow that you began your adventure, was it?
No, so I started, believe it or not, it was from a neighbour of ours, their children. They actually did skiing and a bit of racing themselves. I think I could have been about 3.5, 4 years old. And they said to me, they said, do you want to come up and have a go at skiing? So they took me up to an open day at Pendle Ski Club. So it's just free taster lessons. I had a go and absolutely loved it. Never looked back on it since, and just wanted to go more and more. Parents took me up for lessons, and it just progressed from there.
How do you go from there then to become effectively the British champion at your level in indoor skiing?
Well, it took a lot of dedication from myself and also my parents. It's just progressing through the levels, not pushing anything, taking the right steps at the right time. But it's, I guess, commitment to the sport, the training that you put in, not just on slope, off slope, fitness, strength. You know, there's a lot of work to it. Parents, without their funding, you know, I definitely wouldn't get here.
And all the travel as well from Barnoldswick to Trafford.
Yeah, it does add up, and that's why I say without, you know, other people being extremely helpful, and my parents, most, you know, especially, I don't think it would be possible. So I'm just grateful of the opportunity I have.
And what is it for you? The excitement, what's the drive inside you, Declan, that says this is something that I really, really like?
So, I mean, when you're going down and you're pushing yourself to the limit, you get, you know, a fair rush of adrenaline. And being on edge, it's a feeling that's not the easiest to describe, but, you know, if you've had a taste of it, you want more of it. And, for example, if you come down in a race and you've succeeded, you've done well, it's, you know, a phenomenal feeling just to come through that finish line and, you know, realise that you've been rewarded for the effort you've put in training.
People talk about being an adrenaline junkie. Would you describe yourself as someone like that?
Yeah, you could describe myself as being like that. I always push, you know, to take things to the limit. You know, if you don't get your adrenaline going, I tend to find it a little bit boring.
You mentioned how long it takes to get from the top to the bottom. What, 12, 13 seconds?
Around
so when you're in competition then with people from other countries or wherever you may be in Europe doing this indoors, we must be talking about microseconds between first, second, third, fourth.
So on the indoor, we time to hundredths. So hundredths. You know, you'll get a time of, say, for example, 13.54. It is quite common for a race to be won by 300ths, a hundredth, you know. So you could have a time of 13.54 and they have a time of 13.55. So, you know, it's a close race.
Does that hone your technique then? Because you've got to be as kind of aerodynamic as possible and make sure your skis, you know, your poles are tucked in and that you're gliding across the snow as best you can.
Yes, so there is a lot of preparation going to it, especially with the skis. Preparing them, sharpening the edges, waxing them, getting them right plays a massive factor. Obviously, the way we dress, we don't tend to on indoor and dry soap, but on the alpine, you wear a cat suit, you know, which is almost skin tight, you know, for all the aerodynamics. And it's just all these factors which play the difference. In some ways, that can be the difference of 100th, which will win you the race and put you in second.
And how different is it from this snow, which is actual proper snow here? It's the way that it's produced at the Chill Factor is authentic, to, let's say, you being in France or Italy on the alpine slopes?
In some ways it can be better because you're indoor and it's a reliable atmosphere, whereas when you're abroad it can rain, snow, be sunny. You know, the conditions are always changing, the snow is always changing. If it's too warm, it can go all slushy, and for us training on that's not so great. So it is reliable, but then on the other hand, you can have conditions out on the snow where, you know, they're just phenomenal, and you know, you can't beat that in some ways. So
in terms of your schedule, how do you fit it all in? Because you're still at school, aren't you?
Yeah, it's not easy. It's, you know, you've got to balance your school work out. So obviously I know sort of on my calendar that I have training Tuesday nights, this set night. So you've got to make sure that you arrange things around it. And I mean, it's been built in over the years, you know, to adjust. If I came as never doing this before to jump into what I'm doing right now, the amount of time I spend on it, I don't think I could do it. I think it's just progressing over the years into such commitment, you know, I get used to it, I guess.
And just to explain, of course, you are studying for your A-levels.
Yes, so this is my final year, and I've really got to prioritising getting these A-levels. They are important for my future. So, you know, I really have got to think about what my priority is. But on the other hand, skiing's just progressing more and more each day, so more and more's coming at me. It's just all about finding that balance, and, you know, I might have to cut down a little bit coming up mid-season, you know, towards my exams, but it's only 1 year. After that, I'm free.
And the future for you, what are the plans then beyond your studies? Is this a career path, potentially, a full-time skier?
Once I finish my A-levels, I intend to take a season out, so I'll be training, you know, abroad full-time. And I really want to see how far I can get, how much potential I have, and I'll take that with me. So I'll spend time training, see where I can get to, and then ideally I have career plans, and which is why it's important I get my A-levels, because I can't guarantee that, you know, I'll make a successful career out of it. As much as I will try my best to, you know, I can't guarantee it.
Now, we know that Dave Riding has got very close associations with Pendle Ski Club. He's from Bretherton in Lancashire. He is Britain's best men's downhill alpine skier right now. So has he given you any advice? I know you know him, don't you?
Known Dave for a while. I mean, I think his advice is just really focusing on your training, both on ski and off ski. The dedication and the commitment he's had, you know, it's not been easy for him. He's had a tough life, and it's not easy to, you know, to reach that top level of skiing. So it's just, you know, really making sure you have that commitment.
It's that dedication that we're looking for.
That dedication. If you don't have that, it's I don't think it's going to work out for you.
But it's quite remarkable, Declan, that we've got yourself from Barnoldswick, who is the indoor British champion, and we've got Dave Riding, who is also a Lancashire lad, who's the best alpine skier in this country right now.
Yeah, maybe it is a bit of Lancashire talent, I guess you could say.
Maybe it's the hills.
It could be. But either way, when you think of it like that, I'm grateful I live in Lancashire.